USA Radio News.
A significant outbreak of severe thunderstorms, including a few strong tornadoes, is unfolding for the Mississippi Valley, Mid-South, and parts of the Southeast. About 40 million people across the South are at risk for severe weather from this event. That's according to the National Weather Service, which is highlighting the threat for tornadoes, very large hail, and damaging straight-line winds for part of Mississippi, Tennessee, Louisiana, Texas, Indiana, Missouri, and Ohio. For the other type of spinning storms, the season is a wrap.
The Atlantic hurricane season ends Wednesday. There were three early storms and then no named storms between July 3rd and August 21st, the first time that's happened since the 1940s. Then things blew up with seven storms forming in September and November, bringing activity to near normal levels. One of the most powerful hurricanes to strike the U.S. in decades happened in late September when Hurricane Ian hit Florida as a Category 4 storm. It left nearly 150 people dead in Florida and several others in North Carolina and Virginia. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
NATO doubled down Tuesday on its commitment to one day include Ukraine. The country applied for accelerated accession to the 30-member alliance on September 30th, but will not join anytime soon. With the Crimean Peninsula annexed and Russian troops holding parts of the south and east, it's not clear what Ukraine's borders would even look like. And the U.S. men's soccer team beat out Iran today 1-0 after the clock elapsed nearly 100 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Here in the U.S., the national Christmas tree is being lit up for the first time Tuesday night. Also known as the People's Tree, it sits on the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol. On Wednesday, the tree in Rockefeller Center in New York City will be ceremoniously lit. And between those two things happening, there will likely be some news that's out of this world.
SpaceX is planning a very early morning rocket launch Wednesday from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. A Falcon 9 rocket is set to go on Complex 40 and is scheduled to lift off for the moon at 3:39 a.m. Eastern. They're sending a private Japanese moon lander to Luna. And if you live in the area, expect sonic booms. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Back here at home, two Andean bear cubs were born at the Smithsonian's National Zoo in Washington, D.C. on November 15th. It's considered a vulnerable species with an estimated 2,000 Andean bears, also known as spectacled bears, left in the wild, making the birth of these cubs significant. The zoo said the cubs were born to first-time parents, a 3-year-old female named Brienne and a 9-year-old male named Quito. Keepers said both cubs are active and vocal and that they're cautiously optimistic that the two will thrive. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.